It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live November 11th. That's 11-11, Veterans Day 2024 at 8 a.m. Pacific. It's about 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? We're just sort of finishing up this amazing moon in Pisces, so we've got a soft energy we're contending with. I hope you had a good week. I know it was a powerful week. I know it was life-changing and game-changing for many of you. For all of us, really, it's if you live in the U.S., it's a big shift. All right, are you coming over to join us in the chat room? Because that's where I'm headed. If this is your first time or if you forgot how to do it, you got to go over to 12radio.com or you can just go to Facebook and sort of search 12 Radio private group. I don't know exactly how to do that. So this is my cheat way. You go over to 12radio.com and click the chat link on the left-hand side. And that's our special link to get you over here. The address is actually facebook.com/groups/12radio. That's another way to get here. And when you do, you will find, if you scroll down just a little, and like there's some things you have to have discussion checked, and you come down and you see the banner that Jay put up. Thank you, Jay. I hope you had a great week. This is a holiday, isn't it? Yeah, holidays have such a different vibe to them. If you click the comments and then you click all comments, you gotta do a double whammy thing here. You will see Renee in the house. Hi, Renee. And Lynn, good to have you here. She's saying, happy 11-11 Portal Day, Veterans Day, almost full moon. And of course, the most important thing, 2 days before my birthday. Yay, Lynn. Happy early birthday, Lynn. I hope it's really special for you. Laura, welcome to the room. Hi, Tara. Oh, look at the puppies. Y'all missing some great gifts if you don't come in. Hi, Christina. Welcome. Hi, Suzanne. Good to have you here. Hi, Mark. Glad to hear you live. We can use a quick pick-me-up and some positive vibes. We're going to get to that. We are definitely going to do that. Hi, Judith. All fine over here listening to the finest station out there. You're so nice. You guys, come on in. I will check on the room periodically. Listen, it's intense when you put a lot of investment and you have a lot of energy and you have a lot of your psyche into the world around you, and you sort of hold your breath. It is so much like the slot machines, right? I love slot machines. I hate when they don't pay off. I hate myself when they don't pay off. And that's like life. We invest so much and we get mad, we get hurt, we get our feelings just so rubbed raw when things don't turn out the way they should or that we want them to. But if you look at the sign of the times, if you look at what's happening astrologically, it is so really perfect. Now, as an astrologer, I get to say that in hindsight, because so many astrologers predicted this, so many astrologers tried to predict the outcome. I don't think I know anybody that got it right. But that's why I don't do it, because it's like, what's the point? If you're right before it happens, people may love or hate you. And if you're wrong after it happens, it sticks with you for a while. It's sort of like, okay, yeah, what's the point? It gives people a sense of hope. It gives people a sense of dread, whatever. Let's wait and see what happens and then let's unravel it and let's unpack it. Now, the election was really significant. Because if you look in hindsight, there were some things that were sort of telltale events that we were talking about for a while. One big one was Pluto retrograded back into Capricorn, the sign of the old, for like a month and a half. And it does it during the election. I mean, it does it like right around that time. That's one thing. And there's a bunch of other things. Mars is about to go retrograde in Leo. That's where Trump's Mars is. It's in Leo. So we see a lot of things that are sort of pointing to, and it's only hindsight, because I could be with you today talking about the Kamala victory and how Pluto went back into Capricorn to remind us, you know, we interpret it differently, right? It doesn't matter. What matters is we're here. The one prediction I did make is we're going to be okay. You are going to be here on the other side of this. And there's a lot to look forward to. Okay? There's a lot. We're done with all this sort of like the zeitgeist taking the mind control and pulling our attention into these universal things that are happening outside of us that don't have anything to do with our personal realities. So hopefully, if you guys aren't angry enough, or if you're not hurt enough, and you're not becoming what the other side becomes in your mind, the other side, because both sides, this applies to both. At both sides say the other side is mean. Both sides say the other side is ruthless. Both sides say the other side is a cancel culture. Both sides hate what the one represents. And if you're not taking a minute to sort of look at your side in this and your participation in this sort of bipolar duality game, then you're not doing your duty. This isn't like you don't get to you can summarize this any way you want. You can say the world hates you. You can say, you can make whatever decisions you want to make yourself feel better. But any of those summaries prevent you from any introspection, honest introspection. So if you were so sure you were going to win and you lose, you don't get this. You can do this. I'm not telling you what you can and can't do. But you let me just say it that way. It doesn't help you to summarize it as, oh, the world is just hateful, because that's what everyone is saying who loses. No matter which team would have lost, that's what they would have said. The world's hateful. Yes, your team is called hateful. Can you take a look at that and see why? And that's your team. And that means no matter if you were on the Trump team or the Harris team or whatever team you were on, if that's what the other side concludes, then you get a moment to take a look and see what the heck is going on. Javi agrees. Now, if you can ignore him, I don't think it'll get through too much. He should. Let me yell real quick. Wait a minute. Maybe I don't need to. Okay, I think I did it loud enough. That's the thing about yelling at him. It's sort of like, I don't want to bring my energy up to that level. So anyway, that's what's happening here. I think that we get a chance to pull back. Just pull back, pull back, pull back, pull back. And I'm going to look at it astrologically with you, because there is some beautiful things here happening that are asking and guiding us to go in the direction of the flow of the river, right? So, and I'm not saying you have to be a good loser, a bad loser, a good winner or a bad winner. I don't care. What you do, if you could do the thing that supports you the most, that would be great. And what I think supports you the most, this is just my interjection, is to reclaim your life. Come back home. Let's look at what's going on. How are the dogs? How are the cats? How are the animals? How are your partners? How is everybody that's in the household? What is your next step today? Who do you love? How much more are you going to love and extend that feeling? What are you grateful for? Right? We're all here. What your mind is telling you that could be, like, some of your minds are saying this is the best thing that could ever happen, and some of your minds are saying this is the worst thing that could ever happen. That's your mind. And it knows no more than anything else on the planet. So you can step one step outside of that mind and say, I'm connected to something beautiful and great and eternal. And I know it's sort of like I'm eking in a little spiritual foundation for you. But what else do you have? You either believe you're connected to something bigger or you don't. And if you are connected to something bigger, then I'm holding you to account that you align with that and that you really believe that. and that you believe you're not here to get beat up and to get hurt, that you're actually here and not abandoned here to be left. Okay? So we're going to just lay a little foundation for that. And then we're going to look at these planets and how crazy they are, because they are crazy. And we sort of lost our track, right? A little bit. Everything became about this external focus. And then I watch astrologers like predict and do their thing. And there's one in particular. I'm not going to name too many names, but. And then afterward, when they were wrong, it was because of the patriarchy. It was like, whatever. It was like, I get it, you guys. I get that we're a strong feminine group that listens here. Strong group of women, a strong group of people in general. And I'm saying to you, that kind of thinking doesn't support you. It doesn't. What supports you is to believe that you are whole and complete, and nothing out here defines that or takes that away. Okay? Now, if we look at the planets, let's just start real quick. Pluto did go back into Capricorn for a temporary bit of time and never to come back. And so, well, never to come back in our lifetime, right? And if that's true, which it is, that means that we should be paying attention when it leaves. And it's leaving soon. So let me start with Pluto. Pluto is getting out forever on the 21st next week. Can you believe that? It's in Aquarius after that. Now, what is Pluto? Pluto represents the global generational view. Like, what's the idealism that's happening in the world? When Pluto was in Capricorn for the last 14 years, maybe 12 to 14 years, we changed how we did government completely. I mean, things just got blown up. I was part of it. I watched it. It included Obama. I'm going to go back to see when Pluto actually went in. And it was, I have this great book called An Ephemeris, and it tracks the planets so visually beautifully. Get this. It was in Capricorn in 2009. It left in 2008. That's Obama, right? A whole change. And through that process, since 2009, okay, it stayed in Capricorn, and we found, and even Neptune made it. Wait a minute, did Neptune make it into Capricorn during that time? I think it did. Oh, Neptune was in Aquarius during that time. Uranus was in Aries during that time. Wow, just so fun to go back in time. We'll do that. We'll have a show sometime. But my point is, since 2009, okay, we were Pluto and Capricorn. The first African American president elected twice. Mind blowing changes to the government. We still saw problems. We still saw weakness. We still saw the House and the Senate and the sort of like gridlock that was happening there. And then the Trump era, where all of a sudden things looked very different, but very similar. But it was also like different in one way, but also like, no, that can't happen. But it sort of blew up what we thought of media. If you look at how Pluto and Capricorn changed what you know now and what you know. I do crosswords at the New York Times Monday only because I'm not smart enough Tuesday through the other ones. But John and I play every night with a crossword on the New York Times. Now, the big ones. We're back in 2010, and these questions are so hard, it's ridiculous to believe we thought like that. I am not kidding. There's an air to them. And that's 2010. Consciousness is moving at a record pace. At least it feels that way. And I think it is because we have media helping, social media, TikTok and Facebook, and TV has changed. The landscape of news has changed. You remember when we all got our news? Well, my generation, they got their news from Walter Cronkite. Whatever Walter said was like, yeah, that's probably the way it is. That's not true now. It's not true now. It's gone. If you don't see, like, If you don't seek more than one source to get your information, you're probably kind of got your head somewhere. And you're probably comfortable because you're sourcing, you're going to places where it's comfortable to hear. I have to do this rule of three. If three news sources agree, it's probably true. I mean, then I'll just do whatever more digging I really need to do if I care. But that's point is that's how it's changed. Capricorn sort of leveled everything. It's all so different. How you think of the government, different. I know it is. I know it's how you all think. I know it is different how you think. But if you think we're the first group to ever panic or worry or be afraid or think that it's the end of times, you're wrong. We just forget. I talked to you about this a little bit last week. It's the erosion as we get more information. This erosion comes in. And we look at history differently because now we know more. It's like once you identify the monster under the bed, then you look back in time and go, oh, I see. I didn't need to be that afraid or whatever. It sort of levels it down a little bit. And now we know more. And we know more at an astonishingly quick rate. And so we look at the past and we're like, Do you all not remember the panic of 9/11? Do you not remember the weapons of mass destruction? Even going back a little earlier, remember the Iran-Contra controversy? That was terrifying. The Cold War controversy, terrifying. Nobody knew what the outcome was going to be. We know now. But it's easy to forget how terrified you were of how divided and how scared and how weird it was to have like maybe an actor for a president or maybe an idiot, you know, whatever you put together, a criminal. We were terrified. And we kept saying this cycle, we're all like, it's unprecedented. It's unprecedented. It's unprecedented. It's like, whatever. One thing that's for sure, democracy held in place. One thing is for sure. Both sides scream it's the end of the world. Always have. Have you studied history with the introduction of Social Security and what a communist idea that was? I mean, and it was like the socialism word was being tossed around and we're not socialists. And they're even calling it a socialist agenda. Social Security. We live in fear, you guys. It's no different now. But one thing that is different now is we have a lot more voices saying that you don't have to be. So we have a lot of voices saying you need to be afraid, very afraid, and you can choose to have those come into your home and listen to them. You can also choose the ones that say you don't have to be afraid, and you can invite those in your home. But where are you in all that, doing what everyone out here is saying? Where's the part of you tapping in to go, I have issues that I have to take care of in my personal life right now. Right now. And if you were shut off from what was happening out here, if you were just shut off, the world would go on. Our democracy would continue. You would just be doing what you do to make yourselves happy and the people that you love happy. And I'm not saying stick your head in the sand. I'm saying take it back a notch from the insanity that you're putting it. Because you think you're picking the right places to get information and it's information overload. So depending on who you lean into is what you're hearing. And it's not fair. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to us. It's not fair to anybody that loves you. And you have a real choice about it. And that's what Pluto and Capricorn brought us. The decimation of government as we once believed it was. Now, I'm not saying the decimation of government. It's the government as we once believed. We see things a little more clearly. And we know some things have to be done differently. We know. And the more you educate yourself about it, the more we vote to do something about it. But there's too much influence and there's too much ability to get personal gain. Let's take a look at it. We'll study it. We'll agree to it. We'll learn it. But in the meantime, what do you have to do? You have to wake up. You have to be happy. You have to bring gratitude into your life. You have to bring a smile to the face of the people that you love. You have to remember that there's a million different positions here in the world, and that everyone at some point experiences that fear, and that we sometimes vote our fears. And that's Pluto, and that is changing next week. And I so want to be here when we watch it change. I am so excited about this change because it's going to go into Aquarius. And if Capricorn leveled the playing field of government, of systems, if it sort of exposed all that. And let's just say that the Trump era was the giant spotlight on that. Then what will Aquarius be? Well, one thing is Aquarius is going to bring in the humanitarian aspect of it all. How interesting that Pluto goes into Aquarius, and Aquarius is the sign of we are all one people. We are all one voice. Humanity means something. And that's going to be the foundation of our consciousness. Wow. Wow. Okay. As you remember, that's not the only planet changing. Neptune is changing. The second furthest planet from our solar system, in our solar system, Neptune, is also leaving Pisces, its ruler, and it's going into Aries. And oh my God, do I have some information for you about that? But I'm saving that because we need to finish it. It's going to happen in March. So what is this? November, December, January, February, March. 4 months away. So Pluto changes next week. 4 months later, Neptune changes. And Neptune right now is in Pisces. And we have this Pisces moon. And if you feel Pisces, if you understand Pisces, it is an unbelievable sense of like, well, it's compassion. It's sort of like where we are. It's embedded in us, believe it or not. It's the dream world. It's drugs, it's alcohol, it's prisons, okay? It's the illusion that gets painted in front of us. All of that exists in Neptune, and guess what? It's leaving that legacy, and it's going to go into Aries. So you may be feeling like all sensitive and hurt and victim-y right now. Neptune's sort of promising me that ain't going to be where you're going to be by spring. You're not going to feel that way necessarily by March of next year. And we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of information about what happens when Neptune goes into Aries. And I'll tell you, you'll see tomorrow when the moon goes into Aries, you'll feel it. You'll see the difference that I'm talking about. So We're going to get into that, but it's not going to be this. It's not going to be, you're not going to feel very victimized. Okay, we're going to check and see how you guys are doing. I'm going into the room and just sitting refreshed so I can see how many of you are thinking this is ridiculous. Or like, you guys are too nice for that, honestly. But we'll see. I'm in the room now. I just hit refresh. Hey, Pamela, welcome. Quelly, thanks for being here. Penny, good to have you in the house. Truly, good morning. Happy to be here. Dogs are doing well. I love it. Let's see. Christina, okay, Judith says, I think I listened to CA's new moon in Scorpio. Okay. Judith, sometimes it's a lot to read when I'm live, so if I skip over it, I'll read it after. Christina, thank you. Love the Mark Planet Guide. Thanks, Christina. Hi, Joni. Thank you, sweetie. Lynn, great conversation, Mark, about gratitude and grounding ourselves in a higher power. I like to tap into affirmation. Out of this, only good will come. Zooming out for a higher perspective. And of course, the Course in Miracle lessons, especially 314. I seek a future different from my past. Wow, Lynn. I love how you study the Course. Yeah, you guys, please. Yes. We are in this, but we aren't of this. And I know it's in my heart and soul that I so know that is true for me. Let me just say for me. But you guys have an opportunity to really bring it in the way you bring it in for yourselves. This is nothing. We're watching a movie. And we make our own movie work. Hi, Current Innovations. Welcome, Maya. Thanks for being here. Judith says, I think the day Pluto moved into Capricorn was the same day of the housing collapse. End of this crazy Sagittarius mortgage bubble business. You're absolutely right, Judith. That's an example, you guys. Look for something big when it first hits and look for the gift when it leaves. I said gift when it leaves. And I mean that. You can change a perspective so powerfully that you can actually see what's happening as an important redirect for everyone involved. And I hope you'll use it because you get that choice. Pamela said, the news used to be the news. Now it's the views. Oh, well put. Y2K was supposed to wreck everything forever. That's what Judas says. Yeah, remember Y2K? We were like, oh my God, I saw some crazy people doing some crazy things, but we didn't know. Y'all remember how freaked out we were? That's such a good point, Judith. Y2K, y'all remember that? We knew this just because we didn't set the clocks from 19 to 2000. We thought everything was going to blow up. Nothing happened. Now we laugh, but we weren't laughing then. I mean, I remember having a garage full of water. It's Monday and 1-2 Radio is new and live. I want to thank Mark for recharging us, especially after such a sad and training week. I'm looking forward to joining different movement and supporting causes I care about, regardless of who got elected. Oh God, this is beautiful. Thank you, Current Innovations. My work is just beginning. Thank you. Listen, I'm looking forward to joining movements and supporting causes I care about. What is stopping all of us from doing that and believing in that? And stopping becoming what we think what we're accusing the other people of becoming. Both sides were very hateful. Sorry. Very, very cancel-y and very like if you like get feelings hurt and move on and not wanting to listen. I had people get up and walk out of my home for questioning things, just wanting to ask questions. So, and I have kicked people out of my home. I'm so guilty of this sort of this deranged version of life. Like, you have to agree with me. What happened to some good, robust discussion? And just like, let's see if we can get to an understanding. And now we have a way to check facts and a little better and get to truth a little easier. But that's not the way to debate anymore. Like, look it up. How many times have you had the argument? They go, look it up. This fact. Look it up. Like, leave me alone. Just leave me alone. I'm not looking it up. What I feel right now is this, and what I'm going to do about it is this. And I'll look for some things. I'll study the news. I'll do whatever I need to do, whatever means something to you. But proving that you're right by making another side feel evil and bad, you guys, that's kind of basic. It's kind of basic. At least now there should be an understanding. There are insane amounts of different viewpoints and good ones on both sides. I have to say both because we're dualistic. I keep hearing that both sides are good people. I hate that phrase, but I want to just say that everyone has a point. And there are people who have a reality that isn't based to hate you. It's based because they're scared. It's based because they feel something different than you. It's really important. I remember there's a story Ken Wapnick told about a woman living in an apartment. It was Helen who wrote the course, but she was living in this apartment. This woman above her put on her high heels at like 4 a.m. to get dressed. And Helen hated this woman, hated her. She was like, ooh, she's doing that to torture me. Can you not think for 1 minute there's somebody living under you? Well, it turns out Helen was told in writing the course, the woman had no idea that she existed. It wasn't done to her. It wasn't being done to you. This woman was just oblivious. She just put on her shoes and got ready for work. And part of putting on the shoes was they hurt, so she wanted to break them in early. She didn't think about there was a person sleeping underneath. Yeah, I mean, you think, well, you're being, you know, selfish, but just because it doesn't occur to you, maybe there's a million other things in your brain going on. And I think we think that about people who vote differently than us or who hold a different idea than us, that they're doing it to hurt us, regardless of what you're absolutely sure you're convinced of or what you believe. Sometimes people aren't doing things to hurt you. Sometimes they're doing things because it's the safest they feel or the thing that they know supports them the most. But it's not about you. It's about them and their choice. And them choosing something that might hurt you or that you think might hurt you, that's worth a dialogue. All right, I'm still looking at your post. Thank you. A heartfelt hello from Alicia. May we all grow, regroup, find ways to unite, and find ways to educate with facts. Yes, amen. And this is a dragon year, Judas says. And personally, I know that dragons are dramatic, super dramatic. Snake is next, and snakes are sneaky. Thanks, Current. Okay, Alicia, if I offend, I can't apologize. What it showed me was that racism, bigotry, and misogyny is alive and well. Okay, so that's, you can take that from it, Alicia. You can. We can also do some reflection and see maybe those aren't the things that people were voting for. I don't know, but think about it. Anita, thanks for being here. I'm excited about Pluto moving into Aquarius too. Pamela, politics always scares me. It isn't exact science, to be honest, and you have to be a bit nuts to want the job anyway. Amen. Truly, thanks for taking me off the ledge this morning. Your words really helped me clarify some feelings I've been going through. Truly, thank you, honey. You're always so honest and sweet. Listen, I'm not here to sell you to against what you all believe, what everybody believes. But when you frame things like the misogyny wins, and this isn't a thing about you, Alicia, at all. I'm just trying to give a perspective. If you frame it like that, then the world has to look that way to you. If you frame it that there might have been another thing that people were choosing and it wasn't the hatred of women, because women voted in the majority here. Maybe there's something else we get to look at. We don't get to summarize it. We can summarize it like that. I don't know that that's the most helpful way. And I don't certainly want to take away from your personal feelings of how you feel about it. I'm just offering possibly another way to look. Okay. Okay. We're going to, I'm going to continue on what's going on. I'm just, scrolling down to make sure I got, comments that Melinda, I heard another awesome astrologer passed away, Michael Luton. Oh my God, Melinda, I love him. And I'm so sorry to hear that. That is so sad. He wrote Made in Heaven. And why do I know that? Because I love him. Wow. He had a sense of humor. I wanted to write like him. You know what? And this isn't, I don't want any feedback on this, please. But I know I'm smart enough to know that I'm not that level. You know, like, it's like, I always knew I was smart enough to know that I'm not the smartest guy in the room. And that's kind of a curse. I kind of sometimes wish I wasn't smart enough to know that. Kempton Smith, Debbie Kempton Smith, the other astrologer that writes with that quick, savvy brilliance that I don't have in my writing. I don't. I want it. So I love that. Like, I could be an art critic in the sense of I can know what I like artistically, but I have no sense of, these are all true facts. Like, I am at complete peace with them, seriously. But I have no taste. I don't. I grew up in, it was Mafia Cupid and purple, gushy, awful shit. I mean, that's what I grew up in. My mom made the house. You all know this. You've heard, those of you that listen, my mom made everything purple, and her taste was this, whatever it was I always call it like the 60s mafia thing. It was just awful. But I didn't know that. It's like, whatever. You know, it's sort of like if it was purple, we bought it. The bathtub, the toilet, the tile, the bench, the chairs in the kitchen linoleum. I'm not kidding. It was like, I deliberately, now when I go to pick purple, I have to ask myself, is that, do I really want that color? I don't hate purple. I don't. But I have to ask because it was so like, dear God, the campaign of and the campaign. And that's what these people in my life did. They campaigned. They campaigned to each other, the family, my mom and all the women, my dad and all the brothers, they campaigned. Well, Dad didn't do it as much, really. This was like really on the mom side of the family, and they campaigned. The campaign was to get everybody who would listen and just start about, like if your son was being a brat, everybody got to hear the story and her version of it and what an innocent victim she was. And if like when she chose purple, it was like why purple is the best color in the world and the only color to have blah, 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 blah. And so I'm sensitive to the campaign. Process how we tell each other, like when people, and I have a lot of people in my life who like to do that. They like to give me the side of the story, only the side of the story. So I have this kind of obsessive, there are two sides to every story part of me. And this is why. So you all know that why I try to be diplomatic here is because I grew up with everybody believing the one side of the story. And so it's like, so I have a natural, like John will send me something and I go, okay, I don't like these words in it because it sounds like it's one-sided. Let's go research it. And we go research it to see if it's true or not. And that's how I've been doing with the news. So I'm grateful that the news kind of got challenged and called out because I want to, Audra just said, I live downstairs from a toddler with cinder block shoes. Yeah, I'm sorry. You all are great. Hello, Mark. Hi, Sarah. I missed a little section here. I'm sorry. Hello, everyone. I'm being the silent one between two family factions. Good for you, Sarah. Let everybody be virtue signal how good their side is, right? That's what we get to do. Louie's in the house. Hi, Louie. Louie's an advisor at 1-2. Listen, tomorrow is 1-2 day, you guys. I know I'm being a little tangential here. I'm sorry. But tomorrow is 1-2 day. All the prices are randomized. Hi, Becky. It's good to have you here. All the prices are randomized. They're insane. And it's all day long, starting at midnight tonight, all day tomorrow, 1-2 day. And today's Veterans Day. God bless you, veterans. Thank you for your service. Thanks for giving me the freedom to be the voice I can be here today. Seriously, we're having a minor sale today at 1-2 Listen in honor of the veterans. I adore you. You're braver than me in so many ways. Anita is also an advisor. Anita Ahuja at 1-2 Listen. Anita is one of the most interesting women I know, honestly. If you, I don't want to say why because there's a lot of reasons, but if you get to know Anita, you'll know why. Her life is fascinating. She has a really, truly fascinating life, and we're honored to have her as an advisor at 1-2. Listen, I will hit refresh and check these stats out here, you guys, shortly. But I do want us on one page, the page that astrology reminds us, this stuff always changes. It's always changing. And they're not here to foretell bad futures. They're here to tell us what our own psyches are doing. That's what the planets do. What we're doing, the planets sort of reflect, and then we bring them home. So they're not saying, next week, Pluto is aligning into Aquarius, and we're all going to shift. It's saying that we can look and know that our own zeitgeist, our own mind, is in a process of evolving. And what we're talking about today isn't going to be the same, isn't going to have the same impact. We can listen to this show in 4 years and remember how scared we were or how nervous we were or how happy we were, okay? It does make sense when you fly up above it, okay? When you get the eagle perspective, it makes sense. And every once in a while, it makes a lot of sense to do the mouse perspective, like, which is come home, wake up, clear your wardrobe out, give yourself a treat. These billionaires don't care about my personal life. They don't have to worry about the bills I have to pay, right? And I mean all of them. They're all billionaires. If you're seeing their face, they're either millionaires or billionaires, and that's fine. And hopefully some of you are listening to the show, and God bless you. I will always be jealous of your money. I will not pretend I'm not. But I have bills to pay. I have stuff to take care of in my own life, and I get it. You have other issues that you got to worry about. For me, it's day to day. Right? For many of you, it's day to day. We got to take care of what we need to take care of. Make sure things aren't falling apart. Make sure the people that love us know we're not falling apart. What do you think of that, you guys? The people that love us need to know we're okay. And this thing that we do in relationships where it's like we threaten the person or we hurt the person or we, you know, fart. Why are we allowed to do that? Just because they committed to being with us. Don't lose protocol. Don't lose a sense of respect. And remember, just because, and my mom forgot this, please, because we were there, she got to dump, and she dumped, and she dumped, and she dumped. And he was an accomplice. I'm sorry. That's how I view my childhood. And I am really sensitive to that now. I don't want to dump just because people have to put up with my attitude or energy or anger. I don't want you to have to do that either. I want you to say, these guys have a right to express, I don't have to be the loudest emotional current in the room, right? Can I just, you know, can we play with that a little bit in our minds? Fairness? Okay. Not only back to the planets, is Neptune, are Neptune and Pluto leaving? The third planet out, Uranus, is leaving. Oh my God. You guys, it's like a time gone by. These are going to be memories. Uranus goes into Gemini in July 2025. So, and I mean for 7 years. Neptune for 14 years. And we won't see it for 84 years. So some of you will be here when it comes back into Taurus. And Taurus says, I know you're celebrating. You guys have been uprooted. You've been torqued. You've been twisted. You've been yanked. You've been pulled. You've been left. You've been reunited. I know what y'all been through. Uranus is not fun. It's icy cold change. I mean, it's fun for me because I'm icy cold and I really like change. But no, it ain't always fun. Those changes where it's like, oh my God, they can be terrifying. Well, Uranus is shifting. So get this, Pluto next week, Neptune, 3 months, and then Uranus, 6 months. Okay, or maybe 5 months, April, March, April, May, June. Yeah, July. Okay, like let's say 6 months. That's not a lot of time for this zeitgeist to sort of take hold. Things are changing. You're not going to be who you are in 6 months. You're not going to have the same viewpoint. And some of you are going, yeah, it's right. That's for sure because of what's happening. Maybe I am not going to, I can't know that. But I can say is this is such a consequential time astrologically that I think you're going to be actually more than excited about it. And I think we're going to be together. And I'm going to be here for you. And so many others are here for you. This is just, I'm not teasing. That is so true. And you're here for us. Like, it matters that I can do a show and come and say hi to you guys and know that there's real people that actually I even though I don't register it consciously, I look at it and I go, God, I lean on these guys. I lean on you. I trust that we're in simpatico with so many things. And there's so many people that wouldn't come close to us talking astrology and all the nonsense that they think it is. So thank you. Thank you so very much. Thanks for being strong during this cycle. Thank you for standing up for what you believe in, for being willing to change, being willing to look, do some reflecting, even and maybe be open to it may not be what you think. It may not be. It may not be what you think. And let me tell you, with Uranus, it often isn't. So now we have Pluto, we have Neptune, we have Uranus, we're getting ready to shift. And guess what? We have Saturn. What? Yeah. Okay. So we got to talk about Saturn for a minute because that Saturn is in Pisces and Saturn is getting ready to go into Aries. Guess when that is? Right before Uranus moves into Gemini. So there we have every single planet starting with Saturn through Pluto is changing. Now, how do we know Saturn's changing signs? in a tricky way. Well, whenever Mars goes retrograde, it's the harbinger of Saturn changing signs. Did you know that? I know I've said it before. So many of you, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot. Mars is going retrograde. Well, when is that happening? And what's that mean? Well, Mars is in Leo. That was another thing in Trump's chart. Trump is a Leo rising with Mars in Leo. So there were a lot of things saying, I think we're going to see this guy, but that's only in hindsight. I take no credit for that. I refused to look. I've never been right about that stuff. Why would I put myself out there like that? Okay. 6 degrees. Okay. Mars is moving retrograde January, December 5th. Okay. So it's going to go back. Get this, you guys. Mars is going to go all the way back into 17 degrees of Cancer, but here it is. It's all the way back to October of 24, the beginning of October. Okay, that's not that far. That's not that long ago. So make a note. Try to think back. I know we were so consumed with the election. But in the beginning of October, Mars is going to go back to this last October. So you can go back and sort of look in your diaries and your journals and see what the climate was, what the energy was. But it's gone back to that point. We'll talk about that. But we're in it right now. Mars is slowing down. So if you're starting to feel frustrated, if you're starting to feel like, ugh, I can't move this energy, Mars is in Leo moving at a snail's pace. Normally, Mars moves like 1 degree a day, like 1 or 2 degrees a day. Like today, it's at 2 Leo. Tomorrow, it's supposed to be at 3 Leo. Day after, it's supposed to be at 4 Leo, etc. Well, it is at 2 today. It's going to be at 2 all week. And then it goes to 3. It is crawling. Now, this is the planet of your gas pedal. This is the planet that gives you energy. This is the planet that gets you off your butt and moving. And it's crawling. Oh, God. I can't even begin to tell you what kind of cookery this is. You know, the frog in the pot. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. So Mars is moving at a snail's pace. So we got some things here we got to slow down over. Now, this is the true slowdown. Mercury retrograde. Nothing compared to Mars retrograde. In my personal opinion, you see what you think. So it's slowing down. It's cooking in Leo. If you have Leo anywhere in the early degrees, Mars is sitting there. So if you're an early, let's see, if you're a like July 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, Mars is just sitting on you. Are you feeling frustrated, you guys, born then? Or if you have anything in Leo, a Leo moon, a Leo rising, early degrees, Mars is sitting there. And guess what, Cancers, you ain't out of the water. It goes back all the way to, what is it, 20? Mars goes all the way. I'm wearing my glasses. I keep pulling them off to talk to you like I'm some lawyer, like throwing down my glasses and getting into it. Mars is, it goes, oh my God, all the way to 17 degrees of Cancer. So we are all going to get hit, okay? And it's kind of cool because it's invigorating. It's like, okay, what are we going to do? It's like new passion coming. Okay. So we have that to look forward to. Now, when Mars retrogrades, it's the harbinger that Saturn is changing signs. So we all know that. And it also means that the Mars will be opposing the sun. It'll be opposite the sun. So the sun will be in Capricorn. Mars will be in Cancer. And so we'll be able to see this push, this energy. It's fascinating. Now, we've lived through Mars retrogrades every 2.5 years, just like we lived through Saturn changing signs every 2.5 years. And I can bet you and I can promise you that they are not eventful for many of you. Okay, if anything, life just seems to be like, ugh, what was I worried about? It's sort of slow, like, and I think it's almost like, thank you, universe, for giving us something that doesn't make this look like it's moving at the speed of light. Okay. Now, it does go direct. When does it go direct? This is funny. Not until February, end of February. So we go at an inauguration under a Mars retrograde. I mean, so much is going to change. This is like, get your popcorn out, people. We are going to have fun. And I'm here every step of the way with you. And if you don't hate me by the time this is over, we are going to have some popcorn and enjoy this movie like you've never seen. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Okay, I got to do the refresh because I'm seeing a lot of dings and I just want to make sure I'm hearing you. So give me a sec. I have to hit refresh. Then I go to comments. It tells me how many comments. And then at the top of the comments page, you have to change most relevant to all comments. Because Facebook was designed by children. That's all I can say. Okay, here we go. No, I don't know why they do that. Okay, here we go. Hi, Mark. Oh, I used to live down from a toddler with cinder block shoes. Got that one. Current innovations. This election reminded me that humans are addicted to labeling and categorizing themselves and others. I'm trying to commit on a daily basis to removing names from flowers, sitting with them and asking, if this flower had no name, what is it? I want to expand this perspective to the entire world around me. Ooh, nice one, Current. I think, yeah, it's like a rose by any other name, right? It's like, yeah, you're pulling a Shakespeare on us. Judith Tapp, what about Uranus, Mark? When does that one shift? Okay, I think we covered that, Judith. If I didn't, tell me again. Thank you for your service. Happy Veterans Day. Yes, yes, yes. Keeping it simple, just sending universal virtual hugs. Thanks, Charlene. I'll be thrilled not to be the same person in 6 months. Mainline the popcorn. Amen. Okay, you guys, I think you're doing good. Now, here's the thing. Kat's coming up next, and you know, Kat will read for you, will stay with you, will stay present with you. Tomorrow, I'm going to do CA's show again. It's an hour later than my normal show, so please come, because Peggy, who's before me, before CA, is going to stay on as my first guest, and then we're going to bring on Kelly Whetstone, who's the show after. These guys, let's pick their brains. Let's see, like, Don't you agree with me that everybody has a gorgeous wisdom somewhere, a rose by any other name? And so it's fun with your guests to sort of like explore, open that up, see who they are as people. It's easy to get somebody and sort of like, we know everything about them and, you know, whatever. It's all like you're your picture on Instagram, right? Thank God I'm not. But, and I have had so much fun putting up some movies of the boys. I mean, even ones that I'm like, I normally would never put this much up. I'm like having such a good time with them. We just had a massive snowstorm, right? And it was so freaking lovely. I'm so grateful because we didn't lose power. We had over 3 feet of snow, you guys. Crazy. And so the boys are like, where do we poop, Dad? Really? And it's like, okay, I have to go match down snow for them, but they're private. So it has to be like this little maze they have to walk in so they can poop and nobody sees them. I'm not kidding. My dogs are like crazy shy about, you know, going to the bathroom. I don't know where they get that from. Okay. So, anyway, it's been fun. I've been posting things like that up there. I've been doing a lot. I've been having so much fun keeping myself occupied and sort of like a commitment to staying in a good place, because it's not worth it, is it, you guys, really? And I know we have our moods, we have our tensions, we have our frustrations, but pull it back. It's okay. It really is going to be okay. We're going to do this together. It's Scorpio time. And guess what? Lynn Goldberg has a birthday in 2 days. What could be bigger celebration? And so thank you so much for sharing this with me. You know, I love being here for you. I love being here with you. You give me the right direction. I know you do. You push me in the right direction. This week is a full moon. I didn't even talk about it. So if you didn't get the power peak, I'm going to guide you over there. We have the go to markhusson.com. And the password this week is sunlit, all lowercase. And if you do that, you will see. And I'm doing that right now just because I want to make sure everything works before I give you the, there it is. Okay. S-U-N-L-I-T. And then, oh, pretty. That was AI drawing on that Mark's Power Peak entry. And then, come here. Nothing wants to work. Okay, come on. God, quit hating me. Really? Okay. Anyway, It doesn't want to work. I swear to God, I can't even get there. All right, so I'm going to, but I'm going to get there. Hold on. I want to tell you where the moon is going to be. That's what I was counting on, because I put all that together. CA does this amazing job for us. She did all this so she could leave, do her vacation. Yeah, this is so funny. It's like, let me see if it'll let me do it here. It's not letting, my mouse isn't letting me. There it is. We're finally there. Thank you. Okay. And that's Friday. Here's the moon. There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. It is in Taurus at 24 degrees. So, oh my God, that's going to be on Uranus, you guys. And Saturn quits going retrograde on Friday. So this Friday is humongous. And yet, I'll tell you this. It's at, let's see, 128 is the moon. Is the full moon. And so that's on Friday at 24 Taurus. So that means that it's going to be this, like, I mean, a lot again is going to change. When the planets go direct, there is a day where it's a little wonky. So Friday might feel a little off, but I think let's look for what that sun, that moon Uranus conjunction means. Uranus is all about surprises. The full moon is going to be on the planet of surprises. Okay. And the minute we think we predict it, Uranus says, ha ha. I had 600 other choices for you. So that's this week. We will have a sale at 1-2 to celebrate that full moon. So be a part of it if you can. These advisors are insanely good. I mean, I'm so proud of them. 1-2listen.com. Just hook it up. I've never, 17 years, you guys, and we've been nothing but like, I mean, it's been safe. It's never been, I mean, just I'm knocking wood. So I love that place. And it's anonymous too. Okay. Thank you again, Media One. Okay, Lori Love posted Media. I think she's a beautiful gift. Thank you, Lori Love. She's on after Kat, you guys. So please stay tuned. Kathleen Nicholson is coming up next. You know she'll be in the room for you. You know I'm here for you. Thank you so much for all you do. I'll be talking to you tomorrow, 1 hour later, with Peggy Reeser. Kelly Whetstone. Take care, guys.